Thank you. Hello, everyone. I'm going to present NICE, our NICE component framework in Spark. So why did we go and build a component framework? Well, when we build component-based systems, we can't just go and rebuild all our software because it's just too complex. And another thing is some software like web browsers, you can't just verify them if you need correct software. So what our architecture goal is to have untrusted software like the network stack and the web browser, which is already built by other people, and connect them together. But when we connect two untrusted things together, there might some bad things might happen. So we put a trusted proxy in between them that, for example, enforces policies, validates the protocol they speak. And yeah, and this proxy needs to be correct in this case. So otherwise, we wouldn't achieve anything. So what do we need to have correctness? So correctness for us is correctness by proof. So we don't just want to test it and say, okay, it looks like it's doing the right thing, but we want to make sure as possible that it doesn't that it crashes or throws an exception. So we have to prove it at least for the absence of runtime errors, and in some cases we also want to prove functional correctness. So what do we need to prove this? We need the tools. So we need a language that allows us to formalize some specifications, and we need a mapping between the formalization and the actual implementation. And another thing is proving is quite hard. So the time you you might need 2 or 3 times the time to prove a software than you needed to build. And also, provability is not always given. So you might build a software and then you try to prove it, and you recognize your architecture just has some flaws that make it impossible to show some properties. So what is our tool set? We use Spark, which is based on Ada. So it's a compilable language. It's performance-wise in the like C or C++. You can compile it with GCC or LLVM. And a very important thing is it brings a verification tool set. And as the formalization is included in the language, we don't need to show the mapping between specification and implementation. So what you can see here, for example, we have a function that shows us the absolute value. And in the two complement, the negative side of the integer is larger than the positive side. So there's a single integer, which is the smallest one, that cannot be converted to a positive value, but it will just overflow and return a negative value again. So what do we have to say here? We say a precondition that I must be larger than this smallest value. And on the other hand, the function guarantees us that the result will always be greater or equal to zero. Also, in Spark, functions are always free of side effects. So we don't have to say anything else. If we put the integer in and something comes out, we don't have to worry about our application state. Procedures are another thing. So this procedure will just increment the integer you put in. And so it says, as a precondition, the integer must be smaller than the greatest integer to prevent an overflow. And the output will be 1 larger than what we have put into the function. And very important is we have to annotate our global state, which is in this case null because it doesn't touch any global state. But if it would, we had to annotate it so we could also show its side effects on the platform. What is important for NICE is reusability. So we want to have a platform abstraction that we can just move our formally verified applications to the next platform without having to re-verify everything. And in this case, it's really important to have interfaces that can be mapped to different semantics, because most platforms employ different semantics for the same interfaces. And we have to rely on dependencies that can be satisfied by all platforms. So applications that are written in NICE cannot depend on libc, for example, because not all platforms implement a libc or even the specific type of libc like you have in Linux. So this is probably something that has already been done before. So this is nothing new. But the new thing comes here. We want also to have provability. And provability in the first place means we have to provide a formal specification of how our platform behaves. So this is the actual hard part. Because our many platforms require some application behavior in a specific way, and they also provide some guarantees about how the platform will behave. But the problem is, on most platforms, this isn't annotated. You just have to find out. And then you move to the next platform, and you notice, OK, the guarantee we thought we had isn't just there, so we can't use it. For this, I'm going to show an example, our block client interface. Just as a disclaimer, the C++ and Spark code you see might compile, but it's very simplified because the actual problem is too complex to put it on a slide. So as a short recall, what is a block interface? This is what you talk, the interface you talk to your hard disk or your SD card. So you have blocks of a specific size, and you have some kind of request which you send with a descriptor, and this descriptor contains the starting block and how many blocks you want to write, and probably a pointer to the memory you want your data to have, where you want your data. And how it works is you create this packet descriptor, then you allocate memory for the request. If it's a write request, you have to put your data into the request first. If it's not a write request, you just do nothing. Then you send your request to your device. The device tries to either write or read the data, sends it back to you. And if you send a read request, you just read the data out of the response. So how do we formalize this? This is a very simplified part of the Gnode API for the block interface. Because Gnode was our first platform we targeted. So what do we have? We have a packet descriptor. We say it's a write packet. We start at some start point and have some count of packets.